What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier, as we continue our coverage of this historic snow and winter event here in Louisiana. The headlines today have been progress has been made, but we're not done with the impacts of this winter storm yet. Everyone is saying really Friday is when we can expect life to return mostly to normalcy, with the interstates reopened, all of the bridges reopened, and everything getting back to normal. Today's still Wednesday, for those of you keeping track at home. Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier and the president of Lafourche Paris, Archie Chasson, joins us. Archie, you're on with Dave and Mike. Mike, it's yours.
Archie, first of all, thanks for joining us. And
absolutely.
Dave doesn't know this story, but if Archie didn't have bad luck weather-wise, he'd have no luck. Okay, first of all, he takes over and COVID hits. And then we've had this series of floodings in the north part of the parish, the middle part of the parish, the southern part of the parish. We've had three hurricanes in a four-year span, tornadoes. So I would always tease him about what's next, Archie? What's next? Okay, a blizzard and a volcano. I'm going to take care of the volcano
part. Don't tempt it, Mike.
No. I'm going to take care of the volcano part because I got one dormant right behind my house here in Matthews. But I got the black marker for the blizzard. Archie, you've lived down here all your life like I have. We got anywhere from 8 to 11 inches of snow in this area. I've never seen anything like this before down on the bayou.
No, absolutely not, Mike. I remember back in 1989 when I was about 5 years old when we got that snowfall. We all thought that was the coolest thing we'd ever seen, right? 2017 yeah. comes along. We have about 6 inches, about a half an inch of snow, and kids were in the backyards doing little snowmen, right? And then it just kept falling and falling and falling yesterday. And it was beautiful to see, right? We have pictures of our courthouse, just beautiful pictures of Lafourche all covered in snow. But now we're dealing with the impacts of it, trying to get roadways back open, trying to get, you know, water lines to thaw out in a way where they won't start rupturing on us. And that's beginning to cause us some issues across the parish as well. So it's going to be a tricky night for us as things, you know, the snow kind of melted a little bit with the sun today and turned to slush and a little bit of ice. And it's going to freeze again tonight. We're going to get into the low 20s again. So when we wake up tomorrow morning, it's going to be dealing with that black ice, dealing with it. And you guys are right. It's going to be, you know, sometime late Thursday before we get into those 40s and everything starts to really thaw out. And then Friday, I think, before we see schools go back and really the roadways begin to open. Our biggest kind of contention point is, what do we do tomorrow morning with LA1 going down to Port Fouchon? And we have guys that have been stuck down there at docks trying to crew change on boats and crew change at those facilities. And they're going to be stuck down there for probably another day, too, as we try to figure out how to get the ice off of that bridge, you know, melt it and then keep it from refreezing if anything ever happens again.
Archie, one of the things, too, is the roadways, because we live in a commuter kind of parish where a lot of people, including myself, we might work in New Orleans or Kenner or Metairie, and they got people in Kenner and Metairie in New Orleans that work on the bayou for different reasons. How much progress has been made road-wise to clear up, and also, too, on the bridges? Because that's always, to me, been the scary part, that, you know, you can drive on the highways, and you're going to get some fender benders. But people take that short curve on that bridge, and, man, that car, that truck starts to swirl on you, and you lose control very quickly.
Yeah, that's a 90-degree turn on LA1.
Yeah. That metal and that concrete freezes real quick, especially when it's up off the ground and got wet. So, you know, Highway 1 and 308 became passable to a certain extent today. Again, South Lafourche was still a little bit cold, and we're still seeing trouble with you know, the Port Commission's Harbor Patrol on that southern part of LA1, that elevated section. So, you know, we had crews out this afternoon throwing that ice melt and the de-icer on the bridge approaches and chipping away that ice and the snow to clear it. We're hopeful that once the sun comes up tomorrow, we get to that 40-degree range. Traffic will start to move around a little bit with emergency personnel, utility crews, things like that. So I think the highways will become passable pretty quick. The bridges are going to defrost, sometime around lunch tomorrow, which will let, traffic really start to flow, let our equipment get out there and start to blow some of this stuff off. So it's just going to be tricky tonight as we see those low temperatures tonight. Highway 90, both east and westbound, is still shut down, which is going to be a little bit of a problem with people trying to get to and from the river. Highway 20 is still shut down to a certain extent. So if you're trying to come from Vasher or one of those plants, it might get a little tricky for you as well. But we hopefully, all that stuff is going to thaw out tomorrow.
Archie, one of the things, too, is, and we went through this with hurricanes, but overloaded the water system. Because, we've got an area where a lot of people are built up, older homes built up on blocks, and some of them do have insulated piping, some don't. Puts a tremendous strain on the water plant. And I think I got a notice that there was a bog water advisory, I think for the Grand Bois area. I'm not sure where else, but that's also a tricky part here because of the fact we probably have two more nights where people are going to be running the water, and it puts an unbelievable strain on the water system.
Yeah, no doubt, Mike. I mean, people are dripping those pipes all over Lafourche, right? Whether you have an outdoor kitchen or you have, one of those shotgun houses that are elevated up off the ground, those old school houses like we have all over the parish. So, very early this morning, the water district issued that conservation notice saying, hey, look, temperatures have come above where you need to drip your faucets. Please turn them off. Let's start to rebuild the system. And then what we're seeing late this afternoon into where we are now is that, a lot of those pipes started to warm up and start to thaw out. And we've seen a couple of mainline breaks, right? We have one around the Gaines area. There's one around the Valentine area, too. So basically the whole parish right now is under a boil water advisory while the water district works to repair those two leaks, works to build that pressure back up, get the clear wells back filled up hopefully tonight and very into tomorrow morning as people turn off those faucets when the temperatures come back up. But that's always the tricky part, right? We saw this back in 2017 as well, right? You get those couple of nights of frigid cold weather and the pipes begin to tighten up, and then it warms back up and they're going to break. It's going to happen, right? There's really no way to prevent that when you have, hundreds of mile water lines, spread out of, our parishes that you well know, Mike, is 118 miles long by 53 miles wide. That's a lot of main water lines that can cause some issues for us. So, but look, we have a great water district. Those guys are out there right now fixing a couple of key parts that popped as well. And we just ask the residents to be patient. That's going to happen over the next couple of days again as we see the freeze tonight and the thaw again tomorrow, a little bit of a cold snap again Thursday night, and then hopefully a better warming trend on Friday. We're going to see a couple more lines break. There is no active shutoff. We're not shutting off all the water in the parish. But residents who are around that main line break may see some reduced pressure or something like that as they work to fix it.
All right, boil water advisory for all of Lafourche, and turn those faucets off until it drops back into the 20s late tonight. Archie, thank you so much for joining us. We know you're busy. Hey, get rid of that bingo card, would you, before we get the earthquake, the tsunami, and the alien invasion, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Because you've just hit all the other pieces. All right.